Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Intro.
Oh, no, we're on.
Can I finish my complaints? Not happy.
Got some gripes here.
Hey, yo, God. This is Christ. This is Christ. This is Christ.
Look at my fucking wrinkled ass shirt. Somebody's doing his own laundry again. God damn. I'm never folding laundry in my life. I'm never doing it. I'm sorry. My laundry will be pulled from the dryer.
You can hire someone.
I'm going to have to.
Oh, buddy, it's looked into it. It's like a $15, 10 pounds.
I don't know if you see what's going on with this border situation, but there's a lot of available workers.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah. Show up to Home Depot with a bag of laundry.
Dog, I say open the borders just so I can get help.
Yeah.
Open borders.
Help's flooded in right now.
Dog, I need some help with everything in life right now.
Open borders, folded t-shirts. That's the...
Welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, coming at you like Cleopatra with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, buddy. Happy Monday.
Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good, baby boys. Incredible show planned today. It is the Real Ass Podcast. It's your favorite show. It's a Monday. Best day of the fucking week, baby boys. Two incredible guests. You guys know them and love them from the Boys Cast. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Long back on the show.
Yes, sir.
Danny Polishuk back on the show.
That's what's up, nigga.
I was matching the sound effects that you did.
Gotcha.
Did you actually have that? You had that queued up. I was trying to match what you were about to do.
Well, no. I mean, I have many things that I could have chosen for you.
You're that quick on the draw.
Oh, I'm quick, baby boy. Yeah, do another one. I'll do the closest thing to it.
Brum, brum, brum.
Got it. This is a professional podcast studio, right?
Yeah, dude.
Real ass dude of the week.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude.
No,
it's a little long.
We had a producer on a podcast we did that had a soundboard, and he had from Sopranos, he's a fag.
I got a lot of use.
I want new sounds more often. Bitches in the booth. Bitch booth.
That's true. That means the fact that you know where they are so well means you haven't had any ups.
I mean, make me confused, please. Jesus Christ. Welcome to the show. Incredible show planned today. Shout out to everyone in the Race Live chat. Shout out to all the people that are subscribed. If you guys are not subscribed, the number one way to support this show is by subscribing to Gas Digital. GasDigital.com is a website, brand new platform altogether. Website, apps, all that shindiz. Just go to GasDigital.com, use the promo code RAP14, get a 14-day free trial, and that will unlock thousands of hours of podcasts, over 1,000 episodes of just of this show that are not available anywhere else, ad-free, uncensored. If you hate the censorship rules on all these platforms, well, guess what? You get it on free at Gas. You get it uncensored at Gas Digital, and we give you a bonus episode every Friday. Extra episode that doesn't go
premium
anywhere
episode.
Else. Premium episode. I like that. I like that. Gentlemen.
Yo.
How are you today?
Good. Shout out to the Racist Live Chat.
Shout out to the Racist Live Chat. They love you.
They've come on over to my other show.
Yeah, they love you. They're like, dude, fuck at Legion of Skanks. It's fucking the Danny Polishuck call-in hour, you faggot.
You know what? They love a voice. They just love having a voice.
They're like, dude, why can Danny stream fucking live from the stand, you fucking faggot bitch? You fucking bitch, faggot. Fuck your gay son, Lewis.
Sounds like them. Yep.
Danny can fucking stream live from the stand, you fucking faggot bitch pussy.
It's a little bit of a lower tech show.
Yes, though. I would say. And, you know, it's great. And I'm glad that they love you and they hate me.
Do you guys have that technology for calling guests?
We do. We're going to do it today, in fact. 573 Gasline. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a call. What is the bathhouse like? Is it an advice show?
No, it's just literally... Anything
goes.
People call in about anything.
Anything
but you can hang up on them. So, that's the main thing.
So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm glad to answer when you propose. Anything goes.
Correct. Yeah, it's just like anything goes. And we got a lot of riffraff calling in.
573 Gasline. You can call in and anything goes. We're gonna at any point during the show, if you want to call in, you could just scream the N-word. You could ask us a question. You could ask us advice. Shannon, I don't even want you to screen these calls. When they come in,
I think you need Danny's trick though, where you can.
Yeah, that's the thing, guys. We have the button, so they get like people. You can hang up on them for any reason.
The
so.
Button.
Yeah, the button.
But Shannon can do that.
Yeah, Shannon can do that.
But Shannon can.
You gotta give her like a little.
Yeah, give her a
signal.
Fucking bang. When we go like that, bang, Shannon, you just hang the fuck up. Okay. Anyway, we have a great show planned today. I'm very excited about it. It's been kind of a rough few days, Zach.
Yeah.
Shannon's cat died.
Well, I'm sorry, Shannon. Well, that sucks.
I wish I had a little cat sound effect right now. Here. That's a sound of him dying.
Shannon.
I blame Shannon for his death. Shannon, I know you don't want to talk about it.
No.
And we're respecting that because we love you deeply.
Yeah. But she... Can we talk about it?
I mean, what can you say about it?
I don't know anything about this cat. It was cute.
Oh, your cat died? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. If I knew it better, I could give it like a eulogy or something.
A eulogy?
A eulogy.
Goddamn, Zach. Is that the first time you've ever said that?
Yes.
That's great. We were going to have a cat funeral for Shannon's cat on the show, and she absolutely would not play along.
That sounds about right.
She doesn't want you anywhere near this thing, eh?
She's like, no. She was like, I'm not even coming in. If you want to do that, I'm not even coming in.
She just wants to grieve, and you want
to... She wants to fucking move on. I mean, if there's no... Shannon, there's no positivity coming out of your cat passing, then, if we don't think of any fun bits with it.
We can in the future.
In the future. It's just too, it's too tender of a subject.
Yeah, celebration of life.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Meow.
How recently?
I was Wednesday.
Okay.
It's 5 days.
It makes you feel better. My grandmother
kind of
died.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Danny.
When did your grandma die?
A couple weeks ago.
See? Shannon, see? Is Danny crying and bitching about it right
now? She was
98,
though. Did you get her paw print?
Yeah, I'm about to have it tattooed on my tricep.
Yeah, dude. We'll fucking... We can do a eulogy for Danny's grandma. He's not going to care.
No.
Right? Let's do a roast. Let's get some pictures.
I don't know if I have any. There's some pictures somewhere.
Look at this old bitch. Look, she looks like. She looks like.
I regret.
She looks like this. I'm gonna do a roast as a black person. Look at this old white bitch. Good. I'm glad she did.
Do like the Tom Brady roast.
Yeah, maybe. Well, Shannon, we're very sorry about your cat passing, but can I tell you what we did as a special surprise?
Uh-oh. Am I gonna leave?
We brought your cat back to life. We buried her in a pet cemetery.
The ground's gone sour.
She's evil. She's an evil cat now. Shannon, would you take your cat back if it was could be buried in a pet cemetery? It would come back as an evil cat.
No.
No, you wouldn't take it.
What about taxidermy? My girl wants to taxidermy our dog when it does.
I hate that so much. It freaks me out. I don't like it.
Taxidermy?
Yeah.
I don't like it either, but she's like a crazy dog owner, so.
Can taxidermy your dog?
I won't allow it, but she mentioned it the other day. I'm like,
can we actually see the process to how to taxidermy? Because I bet you the first time you do it, it's real difficult.
Oh, yeah. There's a big learning curve.
Yeah, because I've seen bad taxidermy before, right?
Oh, but yeah.
You gotta, like, we should try to taxidermy an animal.
I wonder if it's like you go to the people who do like deers and stuff. Because those people have been doing it forever.
For the heads.
Like
right?
the heads and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, of course. I'm
right?
assuming
I figure it's the same.
Same guy.
Yeah, same technique and
same,
stuff.
Same like once guy, you know does do your
pet. Same guy, less newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it filled with newspaper? Is that what it is?
Sometimes, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. What is the, so you have
there's
to.
There's newspaper in there?
You know what? Don't even show me the process yet. Oh. Shannon, I want to guess what the process is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah. What would be the first thing you do? You got your, it's your dog. What type of dog do you have?
His Yorkie Poo.
A Yorkie, a little guy too. That'd
yeah,
be easy.
Guy.
He's easy.
Yeah,
that's,
he's easy.
That's gonna be easy. And they have a lot of fur, right?
He's got a lot of fur. Yeah. So
I feel like that's gonna be all you gotta do is get. You gotta
just make an incision and then
you gotta zip that fur off.
Yeah, I don't know what the process is. No. I'd like to see like an American process versus like them doing it in like China or something. I bet it's different.
That's called a recipe.
Is with a taxidermied animal. Is it just the skin and the fur, or are there other parts of the animal
I imagine,
still in there?
I don't know if they would keep the bones, but you got to do something to keep like the structure.
The shape.
The shape.
My guess is you have to get rid of all the organs, anything
sure,
that's
anything
rot.
That can decompose, anything that's like...
You think the bones are still in there?
I don't think so. That wouldn't really make sense, because for them to get like the meat off the bones and then put them back would be like...
It seems like a lot.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
It's actually, you know, the more I'm thinking about it, it's damn near impossible to do this.
Yeah.
These are
well,
fucking...
Well, you're just skinning them.
These
right?
are artists.
Yeah, you're just skinning the... Like, you would skin a animal and then just putting it back together.
I don't even know if you could skin a fucking animal. Like, skinning an animal seems like how do you do that?
I definitely fucked it up with a human.
It's not what, as easy as it looks.
Can we see this process, Shannon?
Yeah, so I have one of them doing a squirrel.
A squirrel. You cut down to the knuckles.
And then I also have a list separate from this of the process.
Tedious to prep your hide properly so that you can tuck it.
Look at these fucking hillbillies.
So what I do is just around a cotton.
Oh, pause it.
With wires in the hand.
So there's a form. The skin goes on a fucking form, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what? Wow. So you get a like for my dog, you would find a 13-pound Yorkie poo form.
Yes.
Or you can make a cast. Like you can make the form.
Oh.
To put on the inside.
I did not expect these three chicks to be the ones doing taxidermy.
Yeah.
I would expect that one.
Maybe.
The one on the yeah. right with the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead,
she pegs her boyfriend, guaranteed.
And wires in the tail. It's much more simplistic. It dries naturally. And it's really just so scientists can look at it and identify color patterns, fur thickness, different locality data, that kind of stuff. So it's got nothing to do with these guys.
Ultimately, like the difference between a taxidermy mount and a museum study mount is that the museum studies are going to be used for research. Yeah. And the taxidermy things are, you are literally trying to breathe life back into the shape of...
Anyone else turned on right now?
I'm just going to skip forward a little.
I like a dark fucking...
I guess if you went back to a girl's house and she has a bunch of dead animals that she's skinning, you know she's not going to be too gentle.
Yeah, no, she's no, a
these
fucking...
chicks are wild in the sack for sure.
Yeah, they're crazy bitches.
Oh,
though.
Yeah, she's got like butterflies on the wall with pins and shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, I couldn't do like any of that. I mean, I guess I did like the dissecting of animals and shit.
Yeah.
Wasn't into it. Wasn't fucking like when we dissected the frog.
I'll do a fish. You ever fish?
It's got me kicked out of the aquarium.
No, I've.
I'll gut a fish and prepare it.
I would gut a fish. I don't know how. I think I know. I've watched it happen so many times at this point that I think I could do it.
Yeah.
But...
I'd be 90% bone if I attempted that.
Yeah. If I'm gutting a fish, it's literally going to be me just fucking chopping up a fish and
well,
eventually
just,
throwing it into the water.
Yeah.
It's going to look like I'm a fucking serial killer who's mutilating the body of
the water.
Fish. Yeah.
Something bigger.
Mashed potatoes, essentially.
Yeah, it's not happening. Yeah, that's fucking wild. We should try to taxidermy an animal.
It sounds so difficult. I think it's an art as much as it is a science.
Oh, for sure it is. Yeah, yeah. Not easy.
Because when you see the bad ones, they look so silly.
Shannon, pull up some bad taxidermy. And also, people in the Race live chat are saying they're trying to call in right now and nobody's answering the phones.
I had a couple of people on hold and lost them all. But I did. I had them.
Damn, Shannon.
Here's some. I'm just going to show you the overall in Google Images.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you want them to look peaceful. And, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's fucking great.
Yeah, it's really hard to make them not look a little retarded. It's
sad when you turn like these, like, you know,
beautiful
apex
animals.
Predators.
The majestic
just
animals.
Jokes.
That's kind of cool.
Could you guys hunt at all?
The owl.
Do you hunt, Ryan, or no?
No.
You're from Canada.
Never done anything like that. Never fishing?
Never fishing up at the cottage?
I'm okay at fishing. Yeah. Mostly rock bass is my specialty.
Yeah, that's up there.
Yeah, yeah. Fishing's a little different.
I watched this guy on Instagram, Ernie the Hog Snatcher. He's this big black. He looks like David Lucas. And he catches like giant fish, but he uses like hilarious bait. So it'll be like chicken wings with Kool-Aid and jelly. It looks like he's fishing for other black guys. It's so fucking funny. And then he'll pull the just giant catfish out of the water. They're like half the size of him.
See those chicks who fish for catfish with their arms?
Oh, the noodling, yeah.
There was that one chick who, she kind of went viral, right?
Yeah.
Because...
She's just like an outdoorsy chick.
She was pretty hot. She's pretty hot outdoorsy chick, right? And she went viral because some other bitch, that crusty white bitch who we talked about before on your pearly things.
Yeah.
She was like, this isn't attractive. And it was like a hot fucking country bitch fucking building a house. And then like pearly things has one eye bigger than the other. She's got a forehead like fucking Pennywise. She's like, this bitch isn't hot. You're like, are you out of your fucking mind? But pearly things is just trolling. She's creating engagement, and I fall for it because I'm like, shop is hot. Oh, fuck.
She posts like anyone over 24 should die if you're a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
It's single or not.
Yeah.
Shannon, what?
A caller if you're ready.
A 573 gas line. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Me? Hello.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. Mando. We love Mando. Their entire whole body deodorant line is incredible. I've been using their wipes, their ball and butt wipes, dude. They're fucking, really, really great. I'll tell you right now, your girlfriend is going to love you if you're using these, because downstairs, let me tell you something, especially as we get into these summer months, you get a little stanky, you get a little sweaty. Mando's got you covered, and it lasts up to 72 hours. It's not like all the other bullshit deodorants that you're buying. This is really great, amazing quality stuff that doesn't have all the bullshit parabens and aluminum that all of your other deodorants have.
Yeah, they have a great body wash that I've been using, as well as a little cream deodorizer that you use on your stinky areas, wherever that is on you, whatever stinks. We're all different. We have different chemistry. Whatever stinks on you, Mando's got something for you.
It could be your pits, your package, your balls.
Your feet.
It could be your pits, your package, your balls, belly button, butt crack, little fucking crevices in your body if you're a fat fuck like me and Zach. They got you covered anywhere, and they really are aluminum-free, baking soda-free, cruelty-free, dye-free, and vegan. It's clinically proven to be better at controlling your odor than anything else, okay? So right now, all you got to do for their starter pack is go to shopmando.com, shopmando.com. You're going to save $5 off their starter pack with the promo code REAL, R-E-A-L. That is 40% off, $5 off your starter pack, promo code REAL at shopmando.com. All right, where were we?
Vincent from PA.
Vincent from PA. What's up, buddy?
Not much. I wanted to give my condolences to Shannon. I know how hard it is to lose an animal. I lost two pets last year, and it was just heart-wrenching.
How'd you lose your pets?
Poker game.
One was old, and the other got out, and we just never saw him again.
So that escaped. It didn't.
Yeah, that means that...
Like, that animal's not bummed about.
Your pet hated you.
Yeah.
Or we lived by a street and it got killed. But anyway,
you found the body.
We found a thing that was like similar. We found it and it was just gone. It was smushed. Something got it.
Oh, that's sad. See, Shannon, look, at least your cat didn't get out and get smushed.
That's something.
That's
sorry
for your loss.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you very
much. I had a question for Lewis.
Please.
So on Jamaica, did you get to see B's boyfriend double team both of your exes or just one?
Hang up this fucking cocksucking motherfucking piece of shit. Motherfucker.
Inappropriate, sir.
Fucking asshole. I mean, I have to answer the question. That's the rule, right?
You should have talked to that guy before the show, not me.
Did you just do Jamaica or are you going again?
We just did Jamaica, family trip.
You got a Sharky's when you're down there? You ever been to that place?
What's Sharky's?
It's like the jerk chicken spot.
No, I go to...
I think it's in Montego Bay.
No, I go to a place in Ocho Rios called... whatever it's called. It's really good, though. It's a fucking solid jerk chicken spot. Okay. I don't want to talk about Jamaica, guys. Okay. It's bumming me out. It's bumming me out.
What's an M.R? Change that around.
M.R, about? That white British.
M.R.
Well, fake Jamaicans.
Jamaican What's, guy?
You don't know M.R?
No, it's M.R.
London white London white Jamaican rapper.
Can I see him, please? He's probably
it's up your alley, man.
Oh, he'll probably make probably bring me out of my depression.
The, find the pussy song, though.
Yeah, Pussy Turn Red.
Pussy Turn
Red. It's called Turn Red.
This guy's off your alley, man.
573 Gaslight, new rule, you cannot mention my ex and either of my exes or my ex's boyfriend double teaming them. It's the only rule.
I imagine that your listeners really respond to being told what not
That's
to
the
say.
Only rule. It's the only rule, you piece of shit.
We do have another caller.
573 Gaslight, please put them through. Cheers. Patch them through. Be nice. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello. Hi.
I had David from California.
Fuck yeah, David from California. Up early. I like these early listeners.
When you coming to Northern California, Lewis?
I'm coming on the tour, doggy. It's I got San Jose on the books. That's Northern California, right?
Ish. Yeah, what about Sacramento?
I don't know, man. I'll make it happen. I promise you, my friend.
All right. R.I.P. to Shannon's little pussy and R.I.P. to yours, Lewis.
Hell yeah, dude. R.I.P. to Shannon's little pussy, and you leave James out of this.
I was talking about your old lady.
I know. Goodbye.
Fun little experiment you're doing here.
And the phone lines are closed, everybody.
We're hanging up on these fucking people. Was Steve Buscemi punched? What happened? That makes me feel good.
I feel like he already got punched.
No, that was Rick Moranis.
There's a lot of Steve Buscemi types getting punched. Yeah,
just dorks.
Dorks getting punched.
Dorks get punched.
Yeah, he got punched.
Nobody's ever just punched me on the street.
No.
Okay, that'd be the fucking worst thing they would ever do.
Yeah, you're not the last type of person who
last
gets punched,
thing.
No, you're the one punching Buscemi. Because he didn't buy comedy tickets.
Yeah, you look more like the
Do
perp.
You think these guys recognize this is a celebrity? Or do you think they're like, look at this fucking...
No,
it's just a crazy person hitting a random
motherfucker.
Yeah,
a random.
I mean, every day in New York City, there's random people getting slashed. There was a couple last week. It's like some tourist, just like some guy walks up to some tourist and just slashes her.
Wow, hot chick too.
I don't think he was hot. Imagine crazy
being a hot chick and then all of a sudden you're not. Imagine that, dude. Like,
hot chick with just a slash is still hot, but
like Saget from Street Fighter.
You got to go acid if you really want to take him down a bit.
If you want to get your honor back, you have to go acid.
Dude, acid attacks are fucking wild. Dude, that's a great
acid attack dating show.
Dude, no. Great prank. Dude, great prank. Fake acid attack. You go acid. Throw water in their face. Just like warm water. You watch a fucking chick lose her mind.
And you gotta have the get up on too.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, you straight up like a fucking Indian guy with a curvy sword. Acid attack, bitch! You make the sound, you go, dude, that's a fucking, is that not a great prank?
Yeah, I think that's a prank that keeps giving too.
Is that that's like, I mean, because for a split second, the girl thinks it's all over.
Have a couple other people to go,
and if,
you're melting! You're melting!
Roll around!
You have a picture on your phone of a lady with an acid attack. Yeah, look what you look like right now.
Somebody says, have it be seltzer.
That is funnier.
That is funny. Oh, man.
Tina Fey got slashed when she was a kid. That's why she's got that.
Really?
She got slashed?
She got slashed by a stranger.
In New York?
Slashed by a stranger.
No, when
she was
like a kid, like she was playing in her yard and some just crazy
somebody walked up and cut her face.
Cutting a kid's even. You gotta be extra crazy.
That's fucking wild. Yeah. I never knew that story.
Yeah, she's got a little. You can barely see it, but she's got a little scar. Yeah.
Mm.
I didn't know that. That's fucking wild, dude.
Was that New York, though, that Buscemi got punched?
Yeah. Kips Bay.
Do we have any more information?
It's sort of like that's the stranger punching capital.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking wild.
Damn. That must have been for her to have that as an adult. That must have been fucking
because gnarly. Like that's 40 years of healing.
How old was she when that happened?
Like a little kid.
Yeah, like a little kid.
She was 5 years old.
She was 5 years old. Give me some details about the story, Shannon. This is crazy.
She was playing in the front yard of her Upper Darby, Pennsylvania home when a stranger approached her and violently cut her cheek. She said she thought somebody had just marked her with a pen.
Oh, that's fucking wild. And did the person ever get caught?
I don't know.
It doesn't say.
I got my face bitten off by a dog and I had to get like 70 stitches or something. And when at the time it kind of was like that, you didn't feel the pain for like 10 minutes.
How old were you?
12. I started high school with like all these stitches, like a full face of stitches. But it was at the time the dog bites you, goes, ksh, and then for a second you're just like, what happened? And you kind of don't realize it. It takes like probably a good 3 minutes for you to be like, oh shit.
You're looking at your nose in his mouth. You're like,
yeah. No, you look in the
what
mirror.
You got there, buddy?
And then you're like, a badass.
Wow, that's fucking wild, dude. 12 years old, that's fucking, oh my God, your mom was probably...
Oh, she's a, yeah, it's a debacle.
You come home, you're like, your skin's...
Oh, it was hanging off, because it was like, so it
was who's like, who's the lobster character from...
Zoidberg?
Yeah, so you look like Zoidberg.
I actually did, though, and you could see, remember I looked in the, it didn't seem like anything until I looked in the mirror, and you could see the skin was hanging off, and then you could see the fat, you know what I mean? Like you could see the fat on your skin, and it's all yeah.
Whose
like,
dog was this?
Some girl I was friends with. It was like one of those wolf dogs.
A wolf dog.
Did they put the dog down?
Yeah, because the dog bit another kid. The dog bit another kid.
Had
they
the
put
taste
it down.
Of blood.
It had the taste of blood, but also it was like one of those wolf dogs. And the rumor around town was like used to get beat by a chain by the dad. But I don't know if I can confirm or deny that.
Wow, dude, this fucking wolf. Did you sue the family?
He denied it in court, but no, it was like a friend.
What a different time, right? I think like today, people would...
I used to joke about it because they'd be like, they asked me, they're like, literally I was in the hospital and they're kind of like, hey, it's up to you whether we put the dog down. And I was like...
You said no?
I was like, well, it's like a girl. I'm friends with them, like 12. She was like,
so it's your fault that this other kid got maimed as well?
That's what I said. I said, this kid's going to have some tough decisions to make.
Ladies, this is why you report your rapes.
Well, yes, exactly.
If
but
you don't report your rape, you're responsible for... This is what I say. That guy is off the hook for all the future rapes. You're responsible for every future rape he commits.
And it was a 3-year-old that it bit next. Finger off almost.
No way. Oh,
yeah,
the
dog
no.
was a menace.
Oh, this dog was a badass. You know what, dude? This dog, real ass dude of the week.
Real ass dog of the week.
Real ass dog of the week. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude. There we go.
Did you just show up to high school with like the stitches, or did you have like a Phantom of the Opera mask? And you were mysterious.
Full burka, yeah.
Yeah. That Ryan guy, he's mysterious. I like him. I want to know what's under that mask.
I do have a picture of this is the suspect who they believe punched Steve Buscemi. It's this guy.
That's exactly who I was picturing.
That's the guy who's hitting all those women.
Look like my son's stepfather.
He looks kind of well put together, though.
He does actually kind of
interesting
look...
beard, though.
Yeah, he does. In terms of the people
that's the
they
problem
show,
with
he
black
looks
people.
Generally a little more normal. Actually.
Black people are just fucking jacked. Like, here's the thing: we're looking at this from, and I do too.
I know
well,
what you mean.
The white perspective, and in my mind, and this is just the truth, right? When you see a white guy that's in shape, most of the time,
this guy's got it together.
It's because he's made good life decisions.
Yeah,
black people could just make the worst decisions in the world. And just be fucking ripped, dude. Just fucking jacked.
Yeah. There was a this Jamaican guy in Guelph, actually, well charged. You remember that?
No.
And he used to go. He used to just like, super jacked, 65 years old, and he used to go 7 days without Jamaican patties makes 1 week. And it was like all he ate was Jamaican patties. Like that's not actually good for
it's terrible
you.
Terrible food. Yeah, it's not good for you at all.
Brutal, right?
But yeah, like you see a white guy that's in shape, you're like, I'm assuming that it like. It's from like the ground up, like his whole life is together.
Yeah, yeah.
You see a white guy that's like in that same outfit, kind of fit. I'm like, oh, this guy is like a CEO. Like,
oh,
he's
yeah.
fucking.
Testosterone.
Yeah, dude, he's on his way
plays
to Equinox.
Pickleball.
Yeah, dude, yeah. This guy could be a crackhead.
Yeah.
Easily could be a crackhead.
He just does bar stars.
Yeah, dude.
There's the odd stringy Irish guy, but that's about it.
Sometimes, every once in a while, you'll get a white guy that just has that natural physique.
But even then, they're like skinny. Yes. Whereas these guys are actually, like, they're built.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking about the guys that have, like, Popeye forearms.
It's exactly what I'm talking
like
about.
Like, epic beard guy. Remember the guy that beat up the little black guy on the bus?
Uh-huh.
That guy probably didn't work out, but he was just built like that.
What happened
still
to Buscemi?
Like, they don't have as much shoulder muscle, like, you know?
What happened to Buscemi? How badly was he hurt?
So he went to the hospital for facial and eye swelling, but now he's fine.
Okay. His face looks like he has facial.
The Surgeon General said he looks better now.
One eye is fixed.
Yeah, I was going to say, kind of.
Dude, he is
out
an ugly motherfucker, dude. Yeah, it's also like, I mean, I know that's his thing, right?
I don't know if he would say that.
No, it's his thing.
It's like, kind of a character actor. Well, I guess he's not a character actor.
I mean, that's the best he's ever...
Like Shannon, you think he Shannon, thinks he's good looking? Like
Shannon,
gonna...
that's the best he's ever looked. You they literally picked play... the one photo where he was symmetrical.
Was that the easiest casting choice in the world for Monsters, Inc.? When they were like, we have a monster that's a chameleon that can lick his own eyes. And they went, Buscemi, we're going to save a ton.
Dude, Buscemi's... Yeah, dude, Buscemi's teeth are fucking wild. I'm just saying, like...
And you know he's smashing supermodels, too.
But, time. Like... Yeah,
that's when he's trying to look good-looking, dude. That's a glamour teeth, shot.
Yeah, his teeth are fucking funky, dude. And I understand that, like... But at one
guys point, like this look way better old, too, eh? Because it just sort of evens everything out.
Yeah. I just feel like if I had that much money, I would just...
Like, I mean, it's probably, like, not good for his business, though, to, like,
yeah,
to
I
fix
think
the
he
teeth,
wouldn't get
you know?
Cast if he fixed
because he plays
fix
villains and stuff. Like, he plays, like, all these weird villains, and, like, you just want them to have
it was
so
just
much
a, it's so funny. You watch movies from, like, the 80s and 90s. Teeth just weren't a big deal, I guess, back then. They just didn't really give a fuck. You just, like, you see, like, just fucking...
The like...
just, like, movie stars, dude.
A-listers, bad teeth?
Yeah, all the fucking time, dude. Like, Bill Murray. You ever see Bill Murray's
teeth? Well, dudes.
No.
Dudes, yeah, for the most part.
But Bill Murray's not a hot guy.
Doesn't matter, though. You would still fix your fucking teeth.
I feel like the pendulum has swung the other way now, where everyone has...
It's in?
The giant veneers. Mm. And looks ridiculous. Like, certain people... You're not supposed to have those big, like, Steve-O looks weird with big, nice teeth. Yeah. Jason Mewes in all the new Kevin Smith stuff, like, his face looks different. The Always Sunny guys all have the veneers now. And it's like,
what
man.
Happens with veneers? They knock out all your teeth and put in fake
they
teeth?
They drill them down, or they
chisel them down
chisel
to
them
like
down
nubs.
Little nubs, and then they put fake teeth
on them. So for a few days, you, yeah, dude. Oh, this is when he had them chiseled down?
Yeah.
Well, Steve-O kind of makes some sense because I bet you his teeth were all like crazy damaged from his stunts, right?
But I mean, when people just
also,
get...
Like, just
I don't know, Charlie Day
and,
needs new
I
teeth.
I couldn't imagine if the Jackass guys ever brushed their teeth. Like,
probably not a lot, though.
I don't know. Like, it's so... Like, I have decent teeth, but they're so fucking hard to, like, maintain. And, like, I have to, like... It sucks now. I hate it.
What's your regimen?
Lewis goes hard on
his teeth. I water pick, I floss, I fucking have an electric toothbrush, I have two different mouthwashes. I get fucking crazy, dude.
Interesting. Why is that? Why are you so over the top?
Because I didn't fucking floss when I was younger, and now I have fucking issues, and now I have to go to the dentist 3 or 4 times a year and fucking have deep cleanings, and fucking it's a nightmare.
Yeah, they look okay.
Yeah, no, they look good, but it sucks. It's one of my biggest fucking regrets. In life,
did you just not brush your teeth when you're young?
No, I brush them. I never floss. I brush my teeth. My routine was in the morning once a day. That's it. Never flossed. Literally, I don't think I flossed until I was nearly a goddamn adult.
Well, Fortnite hadn't come out yet. You didn't know how.
That's true.
Yeah. That's good. I don't think I flossed that much when I was a kid.
I probably
started when I was in like college or something.
Yeah. Flossing's for adults.
Yeah,
flossing is for fucking adults. But now, like, it's just the one regret that I have. If I go back in time and do it all over again, I would just floss twice a day, brush twice a day, and fucking.
Did you ever whiten?
No, not once.
So when I left Canada, I had a dentist, and it was like I had a dental plan, right? And the dentist was kind of like, "Let's do everything because I'm going to move to America and lose all my dental plan, right?" Mm-hmm. And then she goes, "If you want, like, we're not allowed legally, but it's like if you want to do whitening, like they basically we can charge $5,000 to insurance." And I go, "Okay," and I did it. They put the stuff on. I lasted about 45 seconds, and I was like, "Get this off of me!"
Burns.
Why? What would
it legitimately feels like if you're
bleach.
Shocked.
It's like bleach on your gums.
I mean, it feels like someone shocks you, but your teeth and it's just like all these little like.
Oh, that
just
sucks.
Feels like you're getting shocked in your teeth. I did probably like 8 shocks, and I was just like enough, because they put this stuff on your teeth and they put like a ray gun
ultra
of some sort.
I'm looking forward.
You don't want to do it.
Maybe 10 years from now, retiring. Knocking out all my teeth. Just fucking
sucking dick. The way you were meant to.
Just living in the woods, sucking cock to survive.
Wait, God intended for those lips to work.
No, dude, just getting false teeth. Just fucking getting out of the public life. Ooh.
That's the dream?
That's the dream, dude. That's it. I haven't thought anything beyond that. Just getting out of the public eye and losing all
new
my teeth.
I will say, as someone who has catching a gummer, not as good as it sounds. I got blown by a girl with no teeth.
And bottom and top?
Bottom and top.
She has zero teeth?
No teeth.
Yeah, the gums are have
they're
like
sharper
sharp,
than you think.
A sharp, like a bird, like yeah. like yeah. a beak. Like a beak feel.
I hope to never know that.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate. It wasn't. And she thought she was like rocking my world. And it was unfortunate.
Every man's dream.
Yeah.
I also love that Lewis thinks that he has to get out of the public eye. Like the teeth are the big component
well,
of
I
your,
can't fucking walk,
your radio
I can't
career.
Walk around like, hello. Realize, well, dude, it's ridiculous.
You want to lose them.
I just want to have no teeth. You should eat soups, cheeses, soft smoothies. Cheeses. Yeah, smoothies, dude. That's the way to be.
In the woods.
Oh, it seems nice.
It's just podcasting, but it's not hooked up to anything.
Let's do plugs real quick, and then let's talk about some of these other stories, because we have a lot to talk about.
Jerry Seinfeld's in the news.
Jerry Seinfeld.
What are you guys plugging?
Just the Boys Cast. Every Friday, The Boys Cast. Patreon.com/The Boys Cast. YouTube.com/The Boys Cast.
Yes.
Currently off tour.
Check out The Boys Cast, and I'll be in Minneapolis at the House of Comedy last weekend of this month, May 28th to June 2nd. Come out. House of Comedy.
Zach Amico.
Instagram at Zach is not funny. If you're listening live in the New York area, Ryan and I will be at Williamsburg Comedy Club this Wednesday night with Che Dorina, Maddie Smith, and Chris Faga. Fun lineup. Come on out.
Oh, okay. Then I'll do that. I didn't confirm, but
oh, you're on the fly. Here's a picture of you.
If you guys are there, I'll go.
Go to lewisofskanks.com. Come see me live on the road, guys. This weekend, just three shows, doing a little run. Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Glendale, Wisconsin, which I found out is right outside of Milwaukee. So come out this weekend. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday, Detroit. Friday, Grand Rapids. Saturday, the 18th, will be in Glendale, Wisconsin. Tickets moving fast. Grab those tickets in advance. Then I got Wise Guys Las Vegas at the end of the month, May 24th and 25th. Actually, I think I'm there on the 23rd now. I'm doing the Shock Collar comedy show now.
We have to wear a shock collar?
I think the people that are performing do. I'm judging it. But I'm actually going to be there on the 23rd. So grab those tickets as well for Thursday, May 23rd. But I'm doing headlining sets on the 24th, 25th. Then I got a little time off, but then I'm back in New Jersey. Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, June 21st, 22nd, with Zach and Miko coming to those shows as well. Then I got Ontario, California, Los Angeles, Oxnard, California, Fort Worth, Dallas, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Lafayette, and a lot more. All already up on the website. I had a Governor's this past weekend as well. Tacoma, Spokane. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Come see me live, guys. A brand new hour that I'm working on, and it's the best one I've ever done. I'm going to film a new special probably in January in London. So come out and be a part of it, because I'm very, very proud of all the new material. And check out my other pods, Legion of Skanks and The Regs as well. And thank you, Danny, for letting me come out to your show.
Yeah, it was a fun time. Yeah, great set. It was a good time.
It was fun. I'm gonna start going there more.
Yeah, Dojo's awesome.
Yeah, Dojo of Comedy. I was...
you live close?
Half an hour away.
It's not bad.
It's better than coming into the city.
Yeah.
I'm going to start going on Wednesdays. Yeah. I hit him up already. I'm going to go this Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Dojo's great.
They have a random show Wednesday?
Yeah, it's like a Wednesday workout night, but it's he said it's all the time. It's like Voss, Bonnie, Joey Diaz, Aaron Berg. Like, it's like a really good show.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah, it's like a fucking really dope, like, Wednesday night Jersey show. So I'm going to start going.
And the food there is awesome.
Yeah, food's great. Vibe's great. Great guy. So, yeah, go support Dojo of Comedy. I'll do a weekend there eventually, but...
I was on tour for like 8 months. I just finished and took 2 months off. I'm not doing anything. Nice. I literally feel like a load's off my head.
Oh, nice. I did the same thing after I did my special. And then I was like, oh, I'm poor. I need to go back out and fucking tour. I was like, I'm going to take 3 months.
Did you blow through money like that?
Doggy. I was like, I'm going to take 3 months off. I was like, 3 months, that's all I need. And then like by the end of 3 months, I was like, my life is falling apart. Dude, I need to get on the road right away.
When Lewis takes off, it's like after the first heist in Bad Santa. Where he's like, all right, I'm good. I'm going to retire. I'm going to get a bar. And I'm just living. But that's the last one, guys. And then next year, I'm going to get that call.
Dude, I have my accountant. He called me and he goes, when I did taxes, he goes, I just want to thank you, because he does like 20 comedians. He goes, you're the only, like, you and one other person were the only people that had the money to like pay this. And I was just like, What are you all doing?
What to pay is him doing? Or pay your taxes?
To pay their taxes. Oh, so everyone's like, you owe the taxes. And he's like, well, I don't have that. It's like, what do people do? Like, what are people spending on?
The difference between me and you is that I'm a spick. And
true.
I act accordingly.
You do spend, yeah.
I spend. No, but it's fine. I mean, I pay my taxes, but fucking... Yeah. There's really nothing to show at the end of that. once that happens, I'm right back to having to get back on the road.
You can have a yard sale.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's a wild time. It's a wild time, folks.
I never know with you whether you actually are rich or not.
I like to keep it a mystery.
You know what I mean? It is sort of a mystery.
I like to keep it a mystery.
You might just be sandbagging us right now.
Maybe. That is true, right?
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com is an amazing sponsor. We love them. They've been supporting the show for a very, very long time, and they make incredible Kratom. If you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over 21 years old, you got to get it from YoKratom.com. They're home of the $60 kilo, which is just the best price in Kratom, and they're the marquee sponsor for Skankfest and all things here at Gas Digital. So just go to YoKratom.com. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best possible price in Kratom. All right, where were we? Let's go with this real ass dude or real ass douche new segment idea, right? So we always do real ass dude of the week. We've done it for years, right? But maybe sometimes it's up for debate. So it's time for the first ever
of the year.
Real ass, no, just of the week. Oh. Real ass dude, or it could be a month. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see what happens. If it's ever relevant, we're gonna decide real ass dude or real ass douche. Shannon.
He's a real ass dude. Or douche.
Nice.
Or douche.
You guys are hateful.
Or real ass douche.
I don't agree that all these are real ass dudes.
Who is not a dude?
But that's the point. Is it's debatable.
It's debatable. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what's his name?
Tate.
Yeah, Andrew Tate. Is he a real ass dude?
What do you think, dude or douche?
He's kind of a douche, right? Is he a douche?
He said that if having sex for procreation's gay.
But that's like he's doing some pearly thing shit. He's doing some pearly thing shit where he's just trying to create engagement and troll and fucking.
I used to think he was a douche, but after 2 years of Hustlers University, now I'm sold on.
You know, it's like no. Do I think he's a douche? I don't. It's not. I don't care enough. So I'm not like, oh, fuck that guy. And I'm definitely not like, oh, that guy's fucking awesome.
You'd probably like him in real life.
In real life, I'd probably think he's awesome. Like, if I hung out with Andrew Tate for a day, I'd be like, dude, he's the fucking man.
For sure. He's probably
without
funny.
Without that, dude. Yeah. Dude, we're training. We're fucking hot models. Yeah. Doing blow. Yeah. I have sex slaves. Teen sex slaves.
That's true.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
But like, no.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of Milo.
Yeah. As a human,
Milo's back on Twitter. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
They
no.
restored his Twitter.
I like Milo.
Everyone's back on Twitter, man.
Yeah. But as a personality, I don't have an opinion on him. But if I had to choose douche or real ass dude, I would probably just put him in the real ass douche category.
I think a lot of those people have like a team of people that just do their like they workshop like the most engagement tweets and all that sort of stuff. Which I think that is probably a douchey move to have a team doing your
of course
tweet like your tweets there, and
there's,
thoughts.
There's you think about like if you look under the hood there, like what's actually going on. Like I wonder like. How much of it's like...
I'd love to see under that hood.
I mean, it's got to be like... You see this all the time. Like, I talk about this with like channels that are like... Like, it'll be a YouTube channel and it'll be like, you know...
giving away mansions every day?
Not even just giving away mansions.
Okay, let me guess again.
Or yeah, even like one of the... That's a great example, right? It's a channel that gives away shit. You're like, if you look under the hood, like, what is it? Is it like five guys in India who have like... Who are literally just have... Are completely disconnected from like being cool? And is it like... Like, you see, like, channels that have millions of views, and it'll be, like, just, like, satisfying things. It'll be, like, you know, people cutting fucking slices of cake, and it's just satisfying. And it's got 30 million views.
Yeah.
And you look under that hood, it's like, what is that team? Like, who is that? There's a lot of money being generated. There's no person or personality or anything. Is it just, it's got to be just, like, a team of guys who understands the algorithm in India
and they know
or
how to
China.
Steal, they know how to steal videos so that they're going to get flagged.
Yeah, yeah.
There was this big thing for a while where there was like one of those, I don't know if you remember, this guy had a YouTube channel where he like lived in the woods basically, and he would just build these like crazy structures out of like mud and sticks, and he was all like surviving. And then some channel would literally take his video, reverse it, mirror it, and then like punch in like 20%. And I guess they figured that was the number where it would no longer get copyright flagged. Yeah. And they were getting more views on their channel than the original
guy,
making tons of money.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. That happens all the time. This shows up in my Instagram algorithm all the time. It's literally, will teach you how to steal videos. Mm-hmm. It's a thing that they do on Instagram. They'll be like, hey, use other people's videos to generate thousands of dollars a month. Here's how, here's step one, two, three. And that's like a whole other business. Yeah. Which is
not
like,
anymore. It's not, because Instagram's changing their algorithm next month, actually. So that all from there, apparently, I'm curious how it's going to work, but apparently they're like, anybody who is like an aggregator is essentially getting penalized. And then they're now, I guess they have some AI where
they're gonna,
if
they're
you
gonna
post someone else's video, it's going to link to the original.
Good. It should do
that. Yeah, it should do that for sure.
That's good. Yeah. They finally, they did something because they finally gave me my blue check mark on Instagram.
Nice. Congrats.
Finally.
Well, you just realized,
the $15 payment went through?
No, I didn't. What's funny is I tried to pay it. And
they wouldn't let you?
No.
What?
When it got to the section where you have to upload your ID, it was just a white blank
screen. I've been there.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is it? And literally,
I was in that limbo for 2 years.
I tried to, you know, do the thing where you submit, articles and shit, like, because I had literally people, I had a person doing a fake account. That's mm-hmm. why I submitted. I was like, all right, let me actually do this. Nothing. They were like, you're not approved for years. I'm talking about for like 3 or 4 years. And then I just stopped giving a fuck. I was like, all right, fuck them. Then when they made it where you could pay, I tried to do it. They wouldn't allow me to do it. I just woke up the other day and I had a blue check mark.
Weird.
Out of nowhere. So
that is
something
weird.
Happened. Something was changed, obviously.
Or someone there likes you.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, so much of Instagram influencers is like getting something solved there is like, I'm fucking a guy that works there.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what's funny is I got my...
So Danny got his back.
My Twitter account, I heard about a Bobby Lee. He got his Twitter account hacked with the exact same way that I got mine hacked. He got his password phished, and then they changed it, and then they started using it to like rip
people
up.
Doesn't have two-factor authentication?
I didn't have it turned on when I'm just retarded.
Always have two-factor authentication.
Yeah. I didn't have it turned on. And it was the redheaded libertarian, that chick on Twitter.
Yeah.
She knew somebody at Twitter, and she reached out to them, and they literally...
Girls just, always solve your problems.
They just fucking pressed the button. Some bitch was like, hey, can you do that? And they were like, cool, but press the button. It's done.
Yeah.
I was in limbo for like 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah, it was a girl who got me my Instagram account back.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so
DM me just like that.
But
I think they do have like a literal team. I mean, if you are getting paid for your things, you're just like, I'll hire 5 people, be like, go find the biggest videos on the internet today, post them all on our channel, and you all get $7
there's
an
gotta,
hour.
That, like, what a, it's got to be like a fucking business. Like, I would love
it
to
is.
See how it works, though. Like, what type of production team? Because we had a guy that was helping us do some YouTube stuff, just like you, like algorithm stuff, understanding the algorithm. And he worked for one of those channels that was like, it wasn't Generation Hope because that was what we used to make fun of that one. But it was one of these channels that would essentially, it's a sketch. They create like a 10, 12 minute video and it's like, you know, white woman calls 2 kids black.
Those channels are
that
fucking
is my
nuts.
That is some of, do you see the one where he pushes the guy down the stairs?
They're awesome.
In the wheelchair?
And like mentally handicapped guy gets pushed in front of train by racist Nazi.
Black man gets pushed down stairs in wheelchair. It is insane.
So at Legion of Skanks, we go over these videos and we'll just like beat for beat watch them. But the like you realize how many actual like retards are out there that believe that it's real. Like
crazy.
You see the comments where it's just like they're like, I can't believe people would do this. You're like, this is nuts.
This is not real.
But like those videos.
A great one today. This guy's sitting there on a chair, and the woman goes up to him, and she was like, hey, come on, there's an old lady here you in the bus, you gotta stand up. And the guy stand up and he has one leg and then he hobbles off and everyone goes, oh. and everyone's like, you never know what you're gonna get, like, you know, never judge a book. And it was love just it. Like, this is the worstly filmed, so like, terrible. Oh, fucking crazy.
But that is a business, right? So this guy, he told me, he was like, yeah, he was like, these videos get tens of millions of views. He was like, the guys who run this company, they don't give a fuck about any of this shit. Like, they hire student actors and they film it for like a few $100s and they have this like production and then they know everything. They know how to tag it, they know how to fucking title it. It's a perfect length.
They're
of videos that go viral.
On Facebook,
doggy. Facebook is a wild
that's
thing.
That's their zone, dude.
Facebook. I go on Facebook still sometimes because I ended up getting Facebook for my Oculus because you had to have Meta. And then you'll go on it, dude. And the Facebook algorithm is just like wild. You'll have shit that like goes like so wildly viral on Facebook, and then you'll see it on Instagram, and it's got like 1,000 views. Like nobody gives a shit. Facebook's its own world. I don't even. Are you on Facebook?
I don't follow anyone, so I just have my page.
I gotta make a
page.
So
I actually just see a raw algorithm.
I think Facebook has come back in a way. Come back is a weird way to put it. I think people that are in Facebook are in Facebook. And they're on other platforms the same way. Like I think
a lot of older people are on Facebook, and it's people that wouldn't know those videos are fake.
But I think that people bounce back and forth from like Instagram, TikTok, X. I think there's a lot of more of like migration between those platforms. I think people that are on Facebook are just on Facebook. And I think a lot.
My mom's not going anywhere other than Facebook. That's her fucking hub.
I should do it because I've been doing Instagram ads for like my live shows. And I think Facebook is the next thing I got to tap into a little bit.
I mean, it probably has more people on there than
it probably Instagram. Does.
Legion of Skanks, I see your clips on Facebook sometimes.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We have a couple pages there.
So there you go.
Hell yeah. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Factor Meals for supporting today's show. Factor Meals is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast this summer. If you're trying to get in shape, they got you covered. If you don't got a family that you got to cook for, they got you covered. It's a cheaper and better way to get it done. These are restaurant-quality meals that are delivered right to your door and prepared in just 2 minutes.
Yep, it's always fresh, never frozen. They have over 34 weekly restaurant-quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon, already in just 2 minutes. They have breakfast, lunch, snacks, and whatever your diet is, or if you have any restrictions on what you can eat, gluten-free, vegan, they have got you covered.
Right now, just go to factormeals.com/wrap50 to save 50% off your first order today. Once again, that is code WRAP50 at factormeals.com/wrap50, R-A-P-5-0, for 50% off. All right, where were we? All right, so Realized Dude to Realized Douche. That was a long intro. Who do we have on deck this week?
So this is a post that has been circling around recently showing Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers at 61 engaging in public display of affection with his girlfriend who is 19.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Kiedis doesn't give a fuck, dude. Not only is she younger than him, she looks really young in that photo, dude.
Yeah. I mean, she's 19. She can't legally be much younger.
There is a little bit of disinformation.
If you would have said that that girl's 14 years old, that would make
sense. He's on display too, front row seats at the Lakers. Doggy.
It's pretty real Askins. Can we see some more pictures of her?
Yeah, some Nicholson shit.
You know? This guy isn't spotted. He put it on display.
Yeah, like most guys would be in a box just trying to hide it a little bit. You'd be like, yeah, we're in a box in a Lakers game bar. Still.
Anthony Kiedis uncovered. He's like,
well, she's not allowed in bars.
Yeah, she's not.
Courtside Lakers seats.
So here's the thing real quick, though. That there's a little bit of disinformation there.
Misinformation, Shannon?
Yeah. God, but, hold on. No, Natalie says it's a word.
Natalie, you're suspended for 2 days.
So here's another.
So is his girlfriend. Thing.
So it seems like they're trying to get this story around, but it's not recent. That picture was from 10 years ago when he was 50 and she was 19. So
oh,
she's like 30
oh, and
now.
They're still together.
No, they're
and
not.
Also was like
oh, they're not
together.
Not
she
aged,
together.
She aged out. Her 1 month later.
She aged out.
Oh, I remember that.
That's an old
I mean,
picture.
In his book, he basically talks about like doing stuff with girls that were underage.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure. Am I wrong about that?
I want to say yes.
I feel like you're allowed to admit shit as long as you write a book.
Yeah. So what I think you're talking about isn't that he had a girl on the bus and he got a call that it was like the sheriff's daughter?
I didn't read the book. I just
there's
remember.
I want to say it's him. Somebody has a story that there was a girl on the tour bus and they got a call that was like it was somebody's daughter. And that they were all going to get arrested unless they got her off the bus immediately.
Maybe, yeah.
But he also, in the book, talks about, like, he was, like, when he was 12 or 13.
Prostitutes.
He was fucking his dad's girlfriend or something.
Whoa.
So I think it is a cycle of, like, weird age stuff with him.
I mean, he's also Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah, he was also doing heroin under a bridge downtown.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there's just, you know, whatever. I'm not going to fault a rock star in the 80s for getting some.
She's not 17. She's 19.
Underage poo. I mean, even if she was, yeah. I'm not going to fault the guy. He's a rock star in the 80s. Come on.
So, okay. I have a theory that every decade it gets pushed up a year or two. So, like Bowie and those guys, when you look at some of their groupies, we're talking 13, 14. Now it's probably like 20 is acceptable.
Yeah.
But I feel like every year they push a year or two
on. Anthony Kiedis is probably like, oh, I'm going to bring this girl. Everyone's going to think it's sick. And then he's in every paper. Like,
he's like, what?
He's like, what the hell? I thought everyone's going to think this is awesome.
Look, I think the age of consent is 18. I think the appropriate age for a groupie is 18 to 20 years old. If you're a groupie and you're older than 20, the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, Cher is like, what is she, 80? And she's got some dude who's like 30 or something?
Yeah, good for her.
No one's giving her shit. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I don't mind these guys that are, you know, dating fucking young chicks. I've dated very young chicks. I've dated chicks that are my age and older than me. I'll say that, yeah,
It's not even an issue. It's like you're debating whether it's he's the douche or a dude, right?
Yeah, douche or the real ass dude. I mean, yeah, he's a real ass dude. Obviously, he's a real ass dude. He's not a.
It's kind of in between, because if it was a real ass dude move, he would be getting like. It was kind of just like a normal move.
Here's the thing: if you can get a hot 19-year-old girl, right, and you've been a rock star since you were 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's how old he was when they popped, right? Yeah. He's emotionally stunted, right? He's been famous and rich for a really, really long time. He probably doesn't offer much more in the way of conversation than this fucking 19-year-old model. Let's get real, right?
Probably, yeah.
He
wants to show her the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, there's just something about...
He loves talking about California.
Yeah.
There's just something about, like, specifically that type of celebrity dating a young chick where I'm not... If it was just a dude, if it was just some 61-year-old guy and he was... scamming on fucking 19-year-old girls, you'd be like, oh, that's kind of
what
like
are you doing?
Yeah, like what the fuck's going on? But if you're a rock star, there's just something like you should be dating a hot young chick. Like Leonardo DiCaprio, he just got spotted with another 19-year-old girl. It's like,
but you can go 25, yeah. No problem.
You can.
And honestly, you probably get more people being like nice.
I mean, it would be weird if Anthony, some 21-year-old chick is like trying to get with him and he's like, no, that's too old. Like, that would be weird.
But yeah. I'm sure that Anthony Kiedis and fucking Leonardo DiCaprio fuck plenty of 25, 30-year-old, even 35.
Nah, dog, don't.
No.
Don't be smirch Leo like that. He is not fucking.
DiCaprio wakes up hungover next to a 32-year-old.
He goes, oh,
what did I do?
Fuck the 30.
She's a supermodel. Like, Doggy, yeah.
I'll call you a hearse.
Yeah.
I did find an excerpt from his book talking about the thing with the 14-year-old, if you want to hear it.
Please, let's hear it.
Okay, so they're talking about the tour winding down in New Orleans. We had finished the set when a lovely young woman wandered into our dressing room. She had bleach blonde hair, fire engine red lips, and giant eyelashes that made her look like a reincarnated southern version of Marilyn Monroe. As I was prone to do at the time, I made my move before anyone else could even talk to her. I grabbed her hand and pulled her into the bathroom and asked her if she could keep me company while I took a shower.
Yeah.
So it's
smart move.
Once I got
slick move.
Once everyone needs company.
Yeah, I hate showering alone. That's what I always say.
Once I got
excuse me while I change out of this sock.
Once I got into the shower, she went into an impeccable rendition of Marilyn singing Happy Birthday to JFK. I got out of the shower ready to go. She immediately threw off her clothes and we made love on the floor.
Nice.
I had known the girl for 5 minutes, but I was certain of my affection for her. We spent the night together and I found out more about her, including the fact that she went to Catholic school. The next day we drove to Baton Rouge and of course she came with us. After we got off stage, she came up to me and said, I have something to tell you. My father's the chief of police and the entire state of Louisiana is looking for me because I've gone missing. Oh, and besides that, I'm only 14.
Whoa.
I wasn't incredibly scared because in my somewhat deluded mind, I knew that if she told the chief of police that she was in love with me, he wasn't going to have taken me out of the field and shot, but I did want to get her the hell back right away. So we had sex one more time.
Yeah. Real ass dude.
I don't understand how you could admit to just like statutory rape like that, unless Louisiana's age of consent's 14 or something.
It's am I crazy to just go like, yeah, I mean, that's an actual crime, like a real
that's
deal.
That's what I'm saying. He had crimes in his book.
He already fucked her once.
Yeah, he can't even
say
like,
well,
oh, I didn't.
One more
but
in.
He's like, he can't even say I didn't know. You're like, she told you he was 14. He goes, all right, well, let's get one more for the road. Like, like that, you go, you're
I mean, you have a kid. You know what a 14-year-old looks like. That's young.
That's really young, dude. Yeah. That's wild.
She had eyelashes.
How old was he at this time?
It's in his 40s.
He's in his 40s at the time.
That's what it says, yeah.
What?
Yeah. How's that like?
What?
He's 60 now, yeah.
This was like in 2009.
Yeah, I was thinking like, oh, this is like in the 80s or something. There was, no, yeah,
this was like fucking
24. Yeah,
I'm a lubba dubba 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 dibba dip dip top dibba dip dip dibba 1 2. That's what he wrote that song about. That 14-year-old pussy. 1 2 1 2 3. Cut it off, cut it off. Wow.
Yeah. I guess he's
Did no one ever say, like, I don't know if this chapter is really good? The move
doesn't really do a ton for the book, and also incriminates you in a serious crime.
That is absolutely fucking wild, dude. A 40-year-old. I mean, he should. I don't want to be a part of cancel culture, but maybe he should be canceled. You can't fuck 14-year-old girls when you're in your 40s. There's Can you?
Honestly, no, it's hard to keep track.
What's
these
the
days?
Age of consent in Louisiana?
With everyone getting called out, they have so many black pedophile allegations to get to now with P. Diddy. You know, it's like Ketus is like low on the list. Yeah.
17.
Saw Jim Carrey shit coming back on Twitter.
Damn. Wow. It's fucking wild.
So douche then.
No, people just decide. Like, it's sort of people decide, like, no, he's fine and he's not fine. You know what I mean?
I mean, the story about the 14-year-old girl is a real ass douche move. But I mean, that, you know, the 19-year-old's above board. That's what he's on trial for, and we're going to say real ass dude.
We're not on trial for his old crimes.
Yeah. That is inadmissible evidence.
Yeah. You know, Jerry, Shannon,
we're not going to OJ stolen property this guy and get a revenge arrest.
This is interesting. A study says lesbians have orgasms more often than heterosexual women.
Fake news.
No, that's
fake news.
They do it to themselves.
That's definitely true. Come on. Obviously.
They got the Hitachi going. Probably. Yeah.
They know how it all works down there. And every woman is very, very different. Every woman is very. Some women need a lot of pressure. Some women need you to curse at them. Some women need you to fucking
punch them.
Not look at them. Some women need you to not be there altogether.
Women need a new purse.
Well, they've got the edge. They've got the equipment. So they already know what they're doing. And then they have accessories.
Natalie,
it's easier to probably make a girl come from eating out, and that's all they do.
Yeah. A lot of fucking.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have gotten to all the points that I was going to get to, which is like they know what's up down there. And I also feel like, and this is women's fault, I think a lot of the time. Straight women
Whoa,
are
Natalie,
afraid
can
to...
you play the sexy music while you talk about this?
Also,
please?
Look up, do gay guys get better head?
They do.
I'm
gay
the
guys, I guarantee you,
do.
Fucking just pop fucking right away. Put it in your mouth, it's over.
You talking about how
best
gay blow guys job, are to the music's perfect.
Best blowjob you've ever received in your entire life, I would assume.
What did he look like?
Good, Natalie. Talk to me about why you like women better than men going down on you.
I mean, I was going to say you guys got to everything that I was going to say, but I feel like straight women are more afraid to tell dudes what they want them to do to them.
And lesbians, they talk their own fucking language.
Yeah, that's my input.
Nice.
Makes sense.
Right, they're very, like, a little to the left, like, a little.
Yeah. Yeah. And women have, like, women have smaller fists, so it's easier.
Natalie, is that the best sex you've ever had was with a woman?
I don't have a lot to go off of.
You don't have a lot to go off of.
But
no vagina.
I don't know. I like them for different reasons.
Wow. Wow. Does a strap-on work? I feel like every time you see a chick using a strap-on, whatever it is, it's really, it's retarded. The angle never seems like they're never like really just fucking.
Yeah. Dude, I heard Sam J tell a story, really made me fucking laugh, that her chick got a BBL.
Interesting.
And she was trying to fuck her with a strap on, but her ass.
Yeah, big black lesbian. Yes.
Yeah. Her strap on wasn't doing the job anymore because the girl's ass was too fat now. And she finally felt like it was like to be a dude with a small dick. And she couldn't pleasure her chick the same way anymore.
Let's see. Concert goer is partially paralyzed after singer stage dives onto her. And there's a video of this. What concert is this, Shannon?
So it's just some little band in Buffalo. Hold on 1 second. Let me just find it. 1 second. By the way, while I re-pull this up because I closed it by accident, I just want to say the answer to that previous thing, what they said in the study was that that there is more clitoral stimulation between women. And then also the second half is that because of previous experiences, women expect when they have sex with men to not orgasm. So they're already going into it thinking it's not
gonna
happen.
So it's their fault.
Yes. Okay, so this one, the group is called Trophy Eyes, and I'm going to show you the video. It's kind of hard to see, but they're going to play it a couple of times. They're going to show it again.
Where's the girl? right in her head. She wasn't paying attention.
Oh, he paralyzed her.
Yeah. His body fucking...
Fuck.
You know...
Like, permanently paralyzed?
It's a, yeah.
So here's the thing. Like, this is... this. Once in a while, this comes up. Somebody's injured at a concert. I grew up moshing in the 90s and early 2000s. We would go to heavy metal shows and hardcore shows. And, you know, it would vary from, like, you know... Like, if you go to, like, a hardcore show, like, E-Town Concrete, Sworn Enemy, like, fist flying. Looks like a fist
fight.
Yes, it looks like a bunch of dudes are throwing hands and fist fighting each other. To, you get sort of, like, the older school metal shows, like a Pantera sort of, like... I remember when I first saw Pantera live, which was the biggest mosh pit I've ever been in. It was Giant Stadium, Ozfest 97. There was three mosh pits, massive. And it was actually scary because it was a combination of every type of mosh. It was like the old guys that are just like pushing each other and bopping, right? And then you get the hardcore guys that are fucking throwing their fists and fucking doing kicks and karate shit. And
it's called crowd killing.
Is that what it's called?
I believe it's called crowd killing.
They do karate moves. You'll get little guys that throw spin kicks.
I know that. Oh, that's what you're calling the karate shit.
Yeah, they do like fucking like kicks and they jump up and they it would get dangerous in a large environment like that because you get trampled. People will get knocked down. And
the
then you
trampled's
get,
the issue. Like, you've been in a pit where it's like, if this shifts, someone's going to fall over and die, and that happens.
That happened at Astroworld.
I remember being in one where I was like, we're on the edge here.
Every fucking time I saw System of a Down, maybe 13 times, right? And I saw them in the beginning. I saw them off of Ozfest 97. I saw them on the second stage. And then I was like, who the fuck is this band? My buddy Toby Smith was like, you got to check out this band, System of a Down. It was System of a Down and the Melvins were both of the ones that we were like, you got to watch on the second stage. And System of a Down was wild. Like, the energy was fucking absolutely bonkers. Incubus was on the second stage this year. This was like one of the Head PE, Snot. Remember that band that the lead singer died? It was like a fucking, like, new metal was like at an all-time high. And all these bands were fucking like popping off, dude. And I would see System of a Down with a few hundred people in small clubs, Birchill Nightclub, Irving Plaza. Well,
that's cool.
And I'm talking about packed like sardines to the point where, like, literally you're taking off your feet and now the crowd moves you and shifts you. And if you get knocked down altogether, you're just trusting that other people are going to pick you up.
Yeah.
And I'm a big kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was 15, 16, I was this size. I wasn't like a small kid by any means. And I remember being like legitimately fucking scared in a lot of these situations. And you heard about the one at Woodstock, the kid who died during Metallica set.
Well, he died of dehydration, though.
Was it dehydration or wasn't he trampled?
But the trampled things happened plenty of times.
Yeah, that happened plenty of times.
The trample thing happened.
I think that guy died of dehydration.
There was the famous thing where the lead singer of Lamb of God, right? No.
There was a stage collapsing one.
The lead singer of Lamb of God pushed somebody off stage that was like, you know, stage diving. He pushed him off and the kid fell off of stage and died. And he was in prison. I believe I'm 99% positive it's Lamb of God. He was in prison in Prague for 2 years, the lead singer of Lamb of God. Because he left and then he came back to tour. He got off the flight and they fucking arrested him. Wild. Absolutely wild.
Yeah, people are coming after this band now for this guy landed on the chick. Not saying
but
that
is it the singer in the band that jumped or is it just
the singer
guy?
In the band.
Oh, shit.
But they stopped the show immediately. The band went to the hospital with her and started her GoFundMe.
I mean, dude, what are you going to do? Like, here's the thing.
There's no waiver or anything when you like when you go to a baseball game and the back of your ticket just says, like, if you get hit with a bat, like, that's part of it.
It's over, yeah. I don't know. My assumption is, like, a lot of these rock clubs that have, like, moshing, I don't know, like, if there's something posted that says there's going to be moshing or whatever.
Heads up.
It's a weird thing, dude. Like, you go to a concert like that, you know, it's a thing you don't even expect. You don't even think about it, you know? And
if it was a random guy, it's a little more, like, that guy's an asshole. But if it was the singer, you probably should be looking at the singer. Like, it's unlikely that when the singer jumps, anyone's looking the other way and not paying attention.
It's just an unfortunate thing. It's a freak accident. I mean, people stage dive. People at Skankfest, we stage dive and we jump and we fucking, and we do it. It's a little more controlled chaos at Skankfest. It's not like a hardcore show where, like, dude, I remember I saw Taproot at Hammerstein Ballroom. Okay, and they were opening. I don't know who I was seeing. It was probably System of a Down at Hammerstein Ballroom. But the lead singer of Taproot jumped from the very top balcony. If I explain to you how fucking high this was, it was fucking crazy. It was like, I'm talking about like 40 feet maybe, and he just jumped off this balcony into the crowd. And I was like, if you caught him, I mean, dude, there's no way you didn't break finger. Like, people had to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Just nobody, back in the day, we just weren't pussies, dude. You'd break your neck and you'd go, dude, don't even fucking post about this. Dude, how cool was that, dude? Tamper broke my neck. How fucking great is that? It's a different time now.
I mean, I watched the Blind Mike when he did his stage dive.
That was crazy. He could have easily died.
Oh, man, that was so
crazy. I feel like the old school pits, there was pit etiquette where somebody fell down.
Yeah, but sometimes it just gets too squished in.
But people pick you up.
Oh, of course.
Like,
you punch him in the face and then you give him a hand.
Or no, but if somebody falls down, five people pick him up.
Yeah.
I feel like the people that do like the crowd killing and like the crazy
these new shit, guys.
Yeah, they don't have the etiquette.
Oh, is this Gay Blind Mike?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be like a
bass.
And then they just mocks on top of him. Oh, I love how we have every angle.
Oh, no.
It was so fun. Dude, fuck Skankfest rules. That really got me in the mood. We have a meeting tomorrow. We're doing a handful of things that we've never done before. I'm very excited. Very excited, guys.
Wet t-shirt contest?
Grab those single day passes if you haven't.
I'm going to win.
There's less than 100 single day passes left for Saturday. Do not be left out in the fucking cold for Skankfest this year, guys.
Be foolish.
Yeah, shout out to Yo Kratom for making it all possible. But we have some really cool shit happening. Really excited about the musical guests for the kickoff party. We're doing things we've never done before. So, programming is going to be fucking wild this year. All right. I guess one more.
Did you see the portal from Dublin to New York? It's really funny.
No, what is that?
That'll last another week, maybe.
Yeah, but can you just show those? It's just a screen. Props to the. So this is a portal. It's in Times Square. Is it?
Something like that.
So basically, you look into here, and they can see us in Dublin, and then in Dublin they back and forth, right?
So that's like a thing that it's a structure.
So there's one of those in Dublin as well.
Is it a TV screen?
It's a camera. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a camera and a TV screen.
Actual portal.
Wait a minute. We can create a portal.
Have we revolutionized travel here?
Why are we not talking? Have I not heard about this? A time port.
It took like
space-time continuum.
Literally took like 8 hours before there's some fucking drunk Irish guy just doing key bumps to everybody in New York. It's like,
let's see.
This is so funny, dude.
Oh no.
What an asshole.
He showed him a picture of the Twin Towers burning.
Somebody went, hold on, I got an idea.
That's so funny.
What do you put up to them, like a Wikipedia for the Irish potato famine?
I have one other one.
Please.
Of course.
The Dublin?
Yeah.
Then there was one. They also said that there was a girl that they arrested or something for like twerking on it. But they're all the complaints are from the Irish side.
Oh, really?
Wow. Complaining about New York?
No. That they're doing.
The Irish people in class.
Fucking drunks.
The Irish are being hilarious, and it's just tourists in Times Square with balloons.
Yeah.
See an Irish guy waving his dick at the fucking camera.
Yeah, they needed to put it in a funner area if they wanted some wild shit in New York.
Yeah, it's by
the Flatiron Building.
Yeah, Times Square is a shit.
Because there's no. It's not where New Yorkers are.
It's not Times Square. It's by Flatiron Building.
Oh, it's by Flatiron.
Oh, that's better.
That is better. Flatiron Building's also kind of a weird area to put it as well. It's put it downtown. Put it in the Village.
Now 125th, right outside the Apollo.
See a lot of face slashings up there.
All right, we're gonna wrap this one up. This has been fun. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for supporting this show. Please subscribe to Gas Digital, GasDigital.com. Use that promo code RAP14. Support Ryan Long and Danny Polishuk, the boys cast. See these guys live on the road. Come see me this weekend, Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Milwaukee. And we'll check you guys on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Good night.
That's all, folks.